Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory, and I was recently at a conference, and so I had to pack all my camera gear so I could go down and actually have that with me so I could get out in the evenings and mornings and shoot. And one of the things that occurred to me as I was packing is I have a number of checklists that I use to make sure I get everything in my camera bag. So on the checklist has things like a variety of camera lenses, my cleaning kit, shooting journals, card readers, backup cards, battery charge, just a variety of things I want to make sure I pack for each one of my trips. And then depending on what kind of trip I'm going on, I have multiple checklists. So if I'm doing a wildlife trip, I might have different camera gear than if I'm doing a city trip. And so as I was going through that list, I got to thinking, well, is there something I'm missing? So I thought, well, I'll turn to the mighty Google and I'll do a search for list of camera packing tips, things like that. And I was amazed, I guess because I'd never looked before, at the number of top 10 things photographers are supposed to know that we find on the internet. So there was top 10 rules for composition. There was top 10 things every photographer needs to know. There were the top 10 lenses that should be in everybody's camera bag. There was a top 10 list for pretty much everything. And I was really, I guess, amazed on some level about how many of those there were. And I know some of that's just clickbait to get people to click on a link so they can actually read through the blog post for advertising dollars and things like that. I also know there's a certain elegance in the top 10 list, thanks to David Letterman. A lot of people like to employ that to really get people to look at things. I really got to thinking more and more about what is it about those lists that are so compelling for people? You know, what is it about a five things every photographer must know or 10 things every photographer must do to improve their portrait photography? 10 lighting techniques every portrait photographer should know. Why is it we're so compelled to read those and why do we gravitate towards those? And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One is I think when we're starting out, there are generally things we do need to know. And we look at those things as, oh, hey, that is a technique I don't have, or that is a camera lens I should consider, or something like that, because we don't know what to grab for. We're still grappling with a combination of the technology and the process and the theory of photography. So any little piece of information helps. I also think it's easy. I think it's really easy to think about, hey, you know, if you do these 10 things, you'll be an amazing wedding photographer. If you do these five things, your street photography will improve. And we don't want to actually have to think about all the work it actually takes to really be good at the craft and the art of the discipline we've chosen as photographers. I think another reason is that it's really simple to distill down some big concepts into a very short list. And people like those short lists. They also like that they can find something on the list they agree or disagree with. They can find things where they're successful or not. And so I think there's a lot of really interesting things that go into the psychology of those top 10 lists. I think some of them probably are helpful at some point. But like I said earlier, I'm not sure that they all add the value that really probably the author intended or hoped for. And like I said, many cases, I think it's not even so much for anything to really help the photographer as it is to drive eyeballs for media ad sales. So if I was going to create the top 10 list, and I was really going to create 10 things outside a list of books, because I do think photography books are really important. So I do like to have a list of books on my website that I think photographers should look at. But outside really that component, I got to really thinking about what can I do with a top 10 list? How can I actually make that really compelling and useful for me as a tool? As I sat at my desk and I really thought about what would really drive that. I wouldn't want a top 10 list that talked about gear. I wouldn't want anything that really specifically talked about a concept. I wouldn't want anything that really focused on technique. So really, I think for me, what would make that list interesting? And I kind of came up with this idea of the top 10 list for why I'm not photographing what matters to me. As we've talked about this earlier in other podcasts, really you have to get to the core essence of what drives you as a person to get that through into your photography. And so what's really keeping me from becoming the photographer? Where I can't talk about gear, I can't talk about technique, I can't talk about Photoshop, I can't talk about things I need to buy. I really have to get introspective with that. And so for me, what comes up is things like, what if my concept isn't good enough? What if my concept is really actually good and then I actually have to go out and be successful with it? I think a lot of us fear success as much as we fear failure. Because if we're successful, then that adds additional pressure to continue to perform, to continue to achieve in a way that hasn't before. Where if we haven't been successful, we can just keep attributing to the fact that, hey, well, I haven't made it yet, so there's no real pressure there. I also think there's some interesting things for me personally around what is it in my photography that I'm trying to say? We talk about voice, we talk about vision. Really, what is that story that I want to tell, and how do I want to tell it? How do I think it's going to be meaningful for others? I think one of the other interesting things that would be on my top 10 list for why I'm not creating the work I want to create would be, how do I compare myself to other photographers and other artists? Because I think one of the things we're notorious in doing is comparing ourselves to the people who are better than us and to the people who are worse than us, because everybody kind of wants to stack rank themselves. They want to know where they are in that list and in that hierarchy. And I think getting rid of that and letting go of that would be a really interesting and compelling thing to talk about on the list. I think some other areas I would tend to focus on would include finding subject matters that work and finding subjects that work. And I think there's a distinction there between the subject around the thematic representation of the work and the subject matter, which is the actual content within the frame. Are those clear and are those distinct? I would also think about, you know, do I really understand the vocabulary around the project I'm creating? You know, is that keeping me from having meaningful work? Do I really understand what that project is and what I'm attempting to say through the work? So that would be one of my top 10 lists. I think would be really interesting is that, you know, what's preventing me from, you know, creating the work I want? And I would explore that and come up with that list. So I have that for homework for myself, and I'll get that up on a blog post here probably the next week, 2 weeks. Really my top 10 things that I think photographers should think about when they're not creating their own work that's really meaningful to them. I think another top 10 list that would be interesting, it's kind of a obscure slant on that, but a list of all the things you've purchased, bought, subscribed to, that you no longer use, that you no longer have, that you thought would make you a better photographer. Because one of the things I realized at my conference and walking around on an expo floor is that we are inundated with things to purchase, things to buy that will make us better photographers. They'll help us achieve these amazing gifts and goals. We'll be able to have all this great photography happen just by the addition of a tool. And as I looked around my own hotel room with just the camera gear I brought down, there are camera lenses I don't use that often. I have software on my computer that I bought thinking it would help fix something. I have little tripods. I have big tripods. I have all sorts of things that supposedly make the art of photography easier, but yet none of it has really mattered to me. So I think one of the things that would be helpful is not a top 10 list, but a top X insert number here list of all the things that have been purchased that you never really truly used in photography. And paste that up on the wall so that the next time you think about what you need to have better photography, what you need to get better at your photography, you can look at that list and realize that so many times we get to be that sucker at the trade show who thinks this is really going to make all the difference for us. When really that first list we were talking about and all the things that are keeping you from succeeding in what you really want to create in the work, none of those have gear, technique, software, products around them. They have intellectual ideas that we have to struggle with. I think once we get those ideas done, that other list is naturally going to get smaller and smaller in the future. So hopefully with this kind of work, we end up better understanding what we're actually trying to do with the top 10 list and saving money in the long run. So I'll be doing both those projects for me this week, creating that top 10 list, and then I'll also be creating the list of all the things I purchased that I don't ever use. And not that it's not great software or great hardware, great cameras. It's just something I bought for the wrong reason. Really trying to jumpstart something creatively that never really happened. So hopefully you don't suffer from that and your list isn't too long. And I would encourage you to go on ahead and create that for yourself and take a look. Have a great week behind the camera. Thanks for tuning in this week. And I will see you next time on The Perceptive Photographer. Don't forget, you can subscribe to us on iTunes or you can find us at www.theperceptivephotographer.com.